Now to our final batch of stories. The shock of a lorry overturning on a busy city road, a volunteer's generous donation, and Norfolk folk are recognised in the King's 2026 New Year's Honours List.
Fundraisers have collected thousands of pounds for charity, the founders of an arts festival, and a couple who have served the city's Jewish community for decades are among the Norwich folk recognised in the New Year's Honours List. They join the likes of ice dancers Jane Torville and Christopher Dean, actor Idris Elba and comedian Matt Lucas in receiving honours. These are the people from in and around Norwich named on the King's New Year's Honour List. Peter Barrow, who co-founded the Autumn Festival of Norfolk in 2010, is made an MBE for charitable services to the community. The annual festival features events showcasing the work of artists, musicians, dancers and writers from across the county. Barry and Maureen Leverton of New Cosy are each awarded the British Empire Medal for their services to the Jewish community in Norwich. Mrs. Leverton, 85, and Mr. Leverton, 90, have been involved with the community and its synagogue in Earlham Road for more than 50 years.
Neighbours have described their shock after an HGV lorry overturned and was left lying horizontally across a busy city road at rush hour, landing perilously close to the front of a house. A Co-op lorry overturned in Coleman Road in Norwich and crashed into a car. The driver claims the lorry lost balance after he drove over a drain cover, causing him to smash into the traffic lights opposite Coleman Infant School. The HGV subsequently crashed into a grey Vauxhall Astra, which was travelling towards Unthank Road. The driver of the lorry said, "I was lucky to have been wearing a seatbelt. The lorry scraped along the metal railing at the lights, pulling them down. There's a really heavy load on there. The vehicle has just lost balance. Nothing like this has ever happened before. I've been driving since 1996.
Volunteers' donation. A dedicated volunteer has made a poignant tribute in honour of his late partner to support young people in Norfolk. Brake volunteer Graham Brown donated £2,000 to the local charity's festive fundraiser Give Differently this Christmas. Mr. Brown made the generous gesture in memory of Sue Fletcher, a volunteer at Brake's Unthank Road shop for more than a decade. She inspired Mr. Brown to follow in her footsteps and support the charity's life-changing work. He said, "Sue was always very taken with the care leavers on work experience in the shop, and I've heard some of their stories. Since becoming a volunteer myself, I've seen just how committed everyone at Brake is and how tirelessly they fundraise to provide vital care. The aim is to raise £15,000 to provide mentors to young people in and leaving care. The money will be split between the mentor programme and the wish list of gifts that the charity has put together for care leavers." Hayley Malone, Brake fundraising manager, said, "We're thrilled. This gift will go directly to help open doors for young people. Visit brake-charity.org/Christmas for more information or to donate."
A building within the Wensum Lodge site could be the set for a new lease of life as plans emerge for its change of use. Wudu Properties Limited, the applicant, has put forward plans to transform the stables at the Wensum Lodge into a hub for creative industries. According to the plans, the change of use would allow for a local marketing agency to move from its current location in the city to become a key tenant at the site. The proposals, which were drawn up by Brown & Co, reveal how the site has been unoccupied since late 2023. The other buildings at the Wensum Lodge complex are believed to be locally listed, including the stables.
We'll end our news stories on a positive note. A husband and wife who married 70 years ago on Christmas Eve have revealed the secrets of their happy life together. Peter and Joy Waugh, who live in Caister, are celebrating their platinum wedding anniversary, having met while working at Coleman's in Norwich at the company's monthly dance. Although they worked in different departments, the couple would keep in contact by sending notes to one another. It was on Christmas Eve in 1955 that they got married before moving into a house in Heartsease in Norwich. Mrs. Waugh, 94, said, "Our recipe for a long and happy marriage has been lots of love and plenty of laughter. We share the same interests and there are no secrets between us. After the couple retired in the early 1990s, they took up indoor bowls and dancing, winning several trophies in both. Mr. Waugh said, "We enjoyed dancing so much it kept us fit."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to this rather Christmassy recording. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There's no postage to pay, and don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number. That's 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to the loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, to sound recordist Catherine Rose and editor Sarah Lusher. And don't forget to keep listening to hear the January edition of Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. So it's goodbye from me, Matthew Tucker.
And from me, Lynette Edwards. Goodbye.